Coquitlam City Council started its first meeting of 2023 by sending a massive proposal for a master-planned community, next to the Port Moody border, out for comment. Tonight, Monday, Council unanimously gave first reading to Polygon's Coronation Heights plan development north of Lougheed Highway, Caen. Dennis Marsden was not present for the vote. A public hearing will be held at Coquitlam City Hall on February 27. Located in the city center neighborhood, on the site of a former elementary school, at 135 Balmoral Doctor and 2506-2548 Palmer Avenue, the area is set to be rezoned for high density, 9 residential towers with childcare spots and a park, similar to what Markin Quadriel aims for the corner at Lougheed and Barnett Highways at Pine Tree Way. If oaked after the public hearing, the development would be built in 6 phases, including 3 purpose-built rental towers with about 785 units, homes for about 1,500 residents, and about 210 units of below-market rental housing, 6 market condo towers with about 2,050 units, homes for about 4,000 residents, a standalone amenity building of nearly 27,000 square feet plus 3,600 square feet of retail, 2 childcare facilities, spaces for at least 79 kids, a new road linking to Barnett Highway plus new or reconstructed local roads. Meanwhile, to the west, the city of Port Moody is eyeing a bid from Westgroup to assemble 59 single-family homes for another high-density mixed-use development. According to a report from Andrew Merrill, Coquitlam's Director of Development Services, Polygon's plan is to build 2,835 homes, most of them 2-bedroom condos. Childcare would come in phase 1 while another space, double in size, would arrive in the last construction round. And there would be up to 50 jobs available on site. Still, if the application goes ahead, Polygon would be short 73 on-site spots for childcare and, as a result, would pay $590,000 in lieu to the city's childcare reserve fund. An estimate of the total number of dollars the municipality would also take in is $62 million in development cost charges, $76.2 million in density bonus, including $10 million to the Affordable Housing Reserve Fund, $3.7 million in community amenity contributions, $9.8 million to buy 2545 Palmer Avenue from the city, $3.1 million for transportation demand management measures. Caen. Matt Dejalik said given the housing needs report that council and committee received earlier in the day, he'd like to see Polygon provide more below-market and non-market housing as the site is within a 400m walking distance to Inlet Station. But Merrill said Polygon met all the expectations of the city's housing affordability policy. Caen. Robert Mazzarolo also said he'd like to see more rental suites than studios, and he pushed the company for more childcare. Those spaces, Merrill told Caen. Terry Towner, are open to anyone, not just for the future families at Coronation Heights. Still, Caen. Brent Asmundson warned council not to tinker with policy as development applications roll in and investment is made in the community. His comments were echoed by Mayor Richard Stewart, who referred to Westgroup's Coronation Park where Port Moody City Council came under fire last year for changing the goalposts. As for studios, Stewart contended they have value as an entry point into an expensive housing market, and they form an important component of the city's housing stock. To take part in the public hearing on February 27 on the Coronation Heights application, in person, remotely or in writing, visit coquitlam.ca/publichearing.